KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Girls regional basketball tournament play gets underway tonight. Class 1A first round regional matchups include a game here on KJAN tonight in region number 8 as Griswold will host Heartland Christian tonight. We'll have that game for you live here on KJAN. 7 o'clock is the start time tonight. You can listen live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. We'll also have it for you on the web. We stream at KJAN.com as well as to your smartphones. You can listen live on the phone if you've got the free KJAN app downloaded there as well. That's Griswold hosting Heartland Christian live tonight. 7 o'clock is the start time. We're on the air at 6:50 tonight with the broadcast. Also in Region 8 tonight, Adair Casey will host Boyer Valley. Exira EHK will be at home against West Harrison, and Woodbine will host Whiting tonight. Those are all 7 o'clock start times. In 1A Region 7 play tonight, Clarinda Academy is at Sydney. Nishnabotna plays at Fremont Mills. Essex will host East Mills. And South Page is at Bedford. Those are all 7 o'clock start times. Also in Class 1A Region 6 first round play tonight, Cam is on the road at Guthrie Center in a 7 o'clock matchup. Orient Maxburg will play Grandview Park Baptist in a 7 o'clock matchup at Saydell. Also, there's a doubleheader at Coon Rapids Bayard High School tonight, as Peyton Sherdan will face Glenn Ralston in the 6 o'clock match. At 7:30, Coon Rapids Bayard will battle Iowa Christian Academy. Those winners all move on in girls' postseason Class 1A regional play. Yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced the Class 3A and 4A boys basketball pairings for the postseason. In Class 3A, District 16, the district semifinals will be in Atlantic, as Glenwood will play Winterset in a 6:30 match, and Creston will play Atlantic in an 8 o'clock game. Those are on Monday, February 24th. We'll have both of those games for you here on the radio that night. Also at Harlan on the 24th in District 15 semifinals in 3A, Perry plays Denison in the first game, followed by Harlan versus ADM. At Carroll in District 3 that night in 3A, Greene County plays Ballard at 6:30, followed by Boone and Carroll. And also in a 4A sub-state first-round game in sub-state number 1 on the 24th, Abraham Lincoln will host Sioux City West, and Lewis Central will be at home to Thomas Jefferson in first-round action. Those games getting underway at 7 o'clock on that evening. Well, Nate Buss came off the bench to lead Northern Iowa with 18 points, and the Panthers eased into an 80-58 victory over Loyola of Chicago last night. Buss made 4 three-pointers, and Marvin Singleton and Matt Bohannon added 12 points each, as the Panthers combined to shoot 58.7% from the floor. Bohannon also added 4 threes, and Max Martino finished with 3, as the Panthers improved to 12-13 on the year. They're 6-7 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Well, they trailed most of the night, had trouble scoring against a pumped-up defense, but after the buzzer sounded, the scoreboard read Syracuse 58, Pittsburgh 56. The top-ranked Orange were still undefeated at 24-0 thanks to Tyler Ennis. The freshman guard canned a 35-foot three-pointer at the buzzer for the winning shot. Earlier, he had calmly made 2 free throws to aid the Syracuse comeback. He finished with 13 points, one fewer than Syracuse high scorer C.J. Fair. That victory keeps Syracuse one of 2 undefeated Division I men's teams, along with Wichita State. Elsewhere around the top 25 last night, 6th-ranked Villanova steamrolled DePaul 87-62. It was number 14 Kentucky overcoming shooting struggles to hold on for a 64-56 win over Auburn. 20th-ranked Memphis improved to 19-5 as they beat Central Florida 76-70. And number 24 UConn mauled South Florida 83-40 last night. The rivalry game between number 8 Duke and North Carolina has been postponed due to a storm that brought enough snow and ice to paralyze many North Carolina roads. It's been rescheduled for February 20th. UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham said in a statement that Duke's bus wasn't able to make it to the Durham campus to pick up the Blue Devils for the 11-mile drive to Chapel Hill. He called the postponement the best decision to make at this time due to safety concerns. Roy Devon Marble wants to finish his Iowa career with a flourish. The 6'6" senior guard has played a big part in the turnaround of a program that hit rock bottom under former coach Todd Licklider, but is now poised to make a return to the NCAA tournament.
It's not about time running out. It's just about wanting to get things accomplished and goals that you haven't been able to accomplish yet and things you want to do. You know, I want to play in the NCAA tournament. I want to win a Big Ten title whether it's regular season or tournament play. There's just a lot of things that I want to get done, and it's an opportunity to do so, so we're just trying to make the most of it.
Marble says he would like to finish his career with a Big Ten title and a trip to the NCAA tournaments.
The fact that I'm running out of time is unfortunate, but it's the way of life. You get 4 years to do as much as you can, and This has been my most opportune season to be able to do a lot of the things that I came into college wanting to do, and I'm just trying to make the most of those opportunities.
Marble is averaging nearly 18 points per game in conference play and is one of the players being considered as the Big Ten Player of the Year.
I'm not really worried about it or concerned about it. I'm just going to play how I play and get as many wins as possible. And if I win it, I win it. If I don't, I don't. At the same time, I wasn't even considered to be on an all-Big Ten team, so let alone be a contender for the Player of the Year, I'm obviously doing something right.
Well, the Hawkeyes are 18-6 overall. They're 7-4 in the Big Ten, and they return to action Saturday as they'll have a visit to Penn State, which we'll have for you live here on the radio Saturday. That'll be an 11 o'clock start time on the pregame show. It's a noon contest at Penn State. Iowa State women's basketball senior Hallie Christofferson has been named to the Naismith Trophy midseason list. The Atlanta Tip-Off Club made that announcement yesterday. Christofferson is one of 30 collegiate women's basketball players named to the prestigious Naismith Trophy list. The senior is averaging 18.7 points per contest, which ranks second in the Big 12, and 7.4 rebounds a game. Christofferson recently became just the eighth player in Cyclone history to reach 15,000 career points. She sits eighth in history with 1,568 points. Christofferson is a two-time academic All-Big 12 honoree and was also named an ISU Scholar Athlete last season. Christofferson has been named to a slew of awards, including the John Wooden Award mid-season list, the Wade Trophy mid-season list. She's a semifinalist for the Wooden Citizenship Cup Award and a Senior Class Award finalist. In the NBA last night, Toronto beat Atlanta 104-83, Dallas over Indiana 81-73, Memphis beat Orlando 86-81, Brooklyn over Charlotte 105-89, Cleveland topped Detroit 93-89, Sacramento an overtime winner over New York 106-101, San Antonio topping Boston 104-92. It was Minnesota 117-90 over Denver, New Orleans beat Milwaukee 102-98. Houston 113-112 over Washington. Utah beat Philadelphia 105-100. It was Miami edging Golden State 111-110, and the LA Clippers beat Portland 122-117. Well, the final Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association dual team rankings were released yesterday. Here's a look at the final rankings in each class. In Class 1A, Al Burnett is ranked number one, with Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont number two. Don Bosco, Clarion Goldfield, and Wilton round out the top five. Some others locally in the top 15, the top 16 list include Audubon at number nine, and Logan Magnolia is in at number 13. In Class 2A, Mediapolis is number one, Davenport Assumption two, Albia is number three, Creston Orient Maxburg is ranked fourth, with Clear Lake in at number five. Also in Class 3A, Bettendorf, Waverly Shell Rock, Southeast Polk, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Linmar round out the top five in that final top 16 poll. In baseball news, New York Yankees stalwart Derek Jeter says he'll retire at the end of the upcoming season, ending a stellar 20-year Major League career. The 39-year-old is a 13-time All-Star who was a key cog in the Yankees' five World Series titles during his stay. Jeter has battled injuries recently, being limited to just 17 games last season, trying to come back from a broken ankle he suffered in the 2012 playoffs. Jeter is the Yankees' career hits leader with 3,316. He's a lifetime 312 hitter in 19 seasons with 256 home runs and 1,261 RBIs. In other baseball news, as pitchers and catchers begin reporting for spring training, the Kansas City Royals and All-Star closer Greg Holland have avoided arbitration as they agreed to a deal. That one-year contract is worth $4.675 million. He had a 121 earned run average and 47 saves last season. Looks like A.J. Burnett will be pitching for Philadelphia this season. A person familiar with the deal says Burnett, who was 10-11 with the Pirates last season, has agreed to a one-year contract. The move comes on the day that Phillies ace Cole Hamels said that he won't be able to make his opening day start because of discomfort he felt in his pitching arm during the off-season. The Arizona Diamondbacks have confirmed the signing of free agent pitcher Bronson Arroyo. It had been reported that the two sides agreed to a two-year, $23.5 million deal. In football news, Dolphins offensive lineman Richie Incognito has lashed out at teammate Jonathan Martin on Twitter, saying the truth is going to bury you and your entire camp. You could have told the truth the entire time. Incognito also wrote Martin, told him that he thought about committing suicide last May because he wasn't playing well. Incognito's series of tweets Wednesday directed at Martin and his representatives come as the NFL is preparing to release a report on the Dolphins' bullying case, which could shed light on their relationship. Martin previously said he was harassed daily by Incognito and other teammates and alleged that their racial, aggressive, and sexually charged comments played a role in his departure from the team. Incognito recently finished serving a 3-month suspension but isn't expected to return to Miami. New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis says the club has released strong safety Roman Harper, outside linebacker and defensive end Will Smith, and cornerback Jabari Greer. Loomis also says the club does not intend to re-sign linebacker Jonathan Vilma, who's been hampered by recurring knee injuries the past few seasons. Loomis says parting ways with four longtime Saints who played key roles in the club's only Super Bowl title was difficult. However, he says the moves were needed to help New Orleans bring its player payroll below the NFL's salary cap. The Denver Broncos have given Executive Vice President John Elway a new contract with more responsibility. That deal runs for 3 seasons and includes the job of general manager. The Broncos have gone 37-17 since Elway rejoined the team in 2011 and are coming off that lopsided loss to the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And Greg Williams is back in the NFL. The former Saints defensive coordinator has been named to the same post with the Rams. It was Williams who was suspended for the entire 2012 season by the NFL for his part in the New Orleans bounty scandal. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.